News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
It's just 15 minutes past 8 here on News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Paul Williams. And let's go to that Apple tax controversy. The Taoiseach says the government profoundly disagrees with the European Commission's decision to go to court over the Apple tax. The body says Ireland is too slow in collecting €13 billion of back taxes from the tech giant. Leo Varadkar has told the Doyle the lawsuit is unwarranted and unnecessary. Now, we're joined to discuss this further by the managing editor of the Irish Times, Cliff Taylor. Cliff, do you think there's a broader issue at play here? The European Union has been trying to, shall we say, change our corporate tax base for quite a few years.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly is, Paul, a wider context to this. I mean, I suppose the first thing is this is a really significant upping of the ante in the tensions between the government and Apple, or government and the Commission, rather, over the Apple controversy. More than a year ago, the Commission made this ruling and that Apple owed Ireland over €13 billion in tax, stretching back over many years. Now, the Commission's case is that the government should have moved much more quickly to actually collect that tax. The deadline for collection was last January. Some leeway was given to Ireland because of the amount of money, the unprecedented amount of money involved, but still no money has collected, and the Commission has run out of patience. The government's case is that, look, this is hugely complicated, unprecedented, and we are getting on with it. But as you say, there is a wider context to this as well, which is that Ireland is certainly under pressure now from Europe on corporation tax. There are a number of plans on the table, one from the Commission itself and one from some of the big member states, which do carry threats to Ireland and to our tax regime, not specifically to the 12.5% rate, but to the way corporation tax is calculated and collected. So, you know, Ireland is under pressure here, and I think this fight is only going to develop in the months ahead. And the Apple case, obviously, is a negative for us in trying to put forward our arguments in that battle.
Is the end in sight for the honeymoon period between the Ireland and its multinational guests, so to speak?
Well, that might be overstating it a bit, but I think certainly the game looks like it's changing. Mm. I mean, when we first moved to attract multinationals back in the 70s, 80s and 90s, there's no doubt the tax was... It wasn't all about tax, but it was mostly about tax. I think since then, things have moved on. Companies are here for a whole range of reasons, skilled staff, and base in Europe, access to European markets, all those things.
This €13 billion tax, Cliff, is not quite as simple as everyone says it is, because there is some talk about if we do collect it, and later on, that cake will have to be subdivided into two other countries.
Yeah, this was one of the odd things about the European Commission's judgment. And one of the things I think that will be part of the government's challenge, because what it said was, look, Apple owes this, we believe Apple owes this tax, we believe most of it's owed to Ireland, but we also feel that other European countries may have a call on some of that money. And that strikes me as a strange thing to say in a judgment. You either say the tax is due to Ireland or not. So I think that certainly will be part of Ireland's.
So we could be left squabbling over the trinkets in a couple of years' time. Cliff, if you stay with us for a couple of moments. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, thanks for joining us. What's your reaction to this case being referred to the ECJ?
Well, I think this is completely unavoidable. It was avoidable. It's baffling that the government haven't set up that escrow fund 13 months afterwards. We know that the Commission usually gives the 4 months. We know that they said that they, because of the size, that they extended that period. And a year later, they still haven't moved into this money into an escrow fund. And this is a legal obligation. This isn't just about, you know, the government should have done this or they should have done it timely. They had a legal obligation as a result of the Commission, a binding obligation to actually deprive Apple of that €13 billion of illegal state aid, plus the interest that would have accrued. And I think the Commission has basically run out of patience with the with the country. And look, there's two things here. First of all, we're going to spend more money now fighting this second case. We've already spent €3.6 million on the first case, which in my view Ireland shouldn't be appealing. And the second thing is, in at a time when we're under severe attack in terms of corporation tax and the fact that we haven't cleaned up our own backyard in relation to some of the practices that we've allowed in the past, you know, this creates another vulnerability.
I was just commenting on that. Does this threaten our relationship, or does it threaten to sour our relationship with the Commission, especially in a time when we should be, to say the least, the best of friends with the EU?
Oh, it does on a number of fronts. First of all, we need all the type of positive relationships that we can get in terms of Brexit. And we've had all the ministers talking about their love bombing across different cities across Europe for many months now. But, you know, the Commission are unanimous on this here. They're taking Ireland to court because they're not agreeing to a binding decision.
And very briefly, because we're running out of time, Piers, what's your position on this? Should we take the money and run?
I think the government are going to lose the case. That's my genuine opinion. There was a company in Ireland that recorded €104 billion of profits, and for the Irish government to say that a company that doesn't exist, doesn't have a physical premises, doesn't have any staff, doesn't have any corporate headquarters, is the company that recorded those profits, is just fantasy. It was the other company that has a tax presence in Ireland, that has the staff, that actually organised the sale, distribution and manufacturing of all the Apple products, that actually recorded those profits. So I agree with the Commission on this issue.
Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty, thanks for that. Go back to you, Cliff. Cliff Taylor from the Irish Times. Is it as simple as keeping the money?
Well, I don't think so, because, first of all, Apple themselves are appealing the case as well. I think and we have to wait and see what the European courts say about it. There's absolutely no doubt that the tax arrangements that Apple engaged in, and also a lot of the other big multinationals, led to them paying, you know, ridiculously small amounts of tax on the profits earned around the world. And I suppose that's the political context to what the Commission decided. But there's a separate argument then, which is the legal argument. You know, illegally, is that money due in Ireland? And, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I think that is a very arguable case. And I think, you know, Ireland would appear to have a reasonable chance of winning the case before the European courts, Ireland and Apple's, which means that, you know, we won't get the choice of holding on to the money. If the Commission does win the case, then there's the issue of how much is due to Ireland and how much is paid to the other European states. But I think that's a long way down the road yet.
So we haven't heard the last of this yet. Managing Editor of the Irish Times, Cliff Taylor, thank you very much for joining us.